וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל, איש איש כי סיסטר אישתוי, a man whose wife, the sister, goes to say, sir, this is meister shtus, and she is busy with another man. The Torah talks about the parasha of Soito. The abdomen to the parasha of Soito is a parasha before, an interesting parasha. We would think that there's no connection between the parasha beforehand and the parasha of Soito. The Torah says, "Ishes kadosha lo yiyu, ishes hashitain lakoin lo yiyu." The Torah is talking about a little bit the decibel level, the chips. You know. Sorry, just trying to. Next time we'll have a Gary Nim Shorim. Anyway, for the Maisa, so the Torah tells us that a man has to give truma to the Kohen. The Ishish Kadosh of Lo Yi, you Ishish Eitain Lakohen Lo Yi. And the Torah tells us that if he does, if he's Ma'akav the Maisvis, so Lo Yi, you, he'll have Maisvis, so his field won't produce as much. And if he doesn't give to the Kohen what he's supposed to give him, but he does give him, he's going to have a lot of money. Then the Torah says the parasha of Soita and the parasha of Nazir. What's the connection of this parasha? The Torah already, the Gemara in Brachos 63a connects these things. The Bez Rashi brings it. The Torah says a fascinating thing. It says the Torah, Lominisu parasha Soita, parasha Chumas and Maisvis. Ma Kesha Soita, the proof of Maisvis. Loimelacho, Kosha, Yesh, the Chumas and Maisvis, Eno Nois Lakoye. So if Nitzuk Lekoyen the Ishta, he's going to have to come out to the Koyen for his wife. A very, very interesting thing. Because you didn't give your Maitrimus and Maitrimus, so now you're going to have to go to the Koyen first. Soita, your wife should be a Soita and go to the Koyen. What's going on over here? What's the very interesting connection? Because you didn't give the Maitrimus to the Koyen. So the Maisa, you should have to go to the coin for this to do the whole process of Soita. Very interesting though. And then after the parasha of Soita, with the parasha of Nazir, but the other Torah also connects, you know, parasha Soita as Nazir. The other Torah says, "Lomim nisru parasha Soita, parasha Nazir." Loim elochok al roya Soita bekukula yaza atzav benayan. We want to try to connect the three parashas together. A very interesting. You saw a very, very important. You saw it. For us to know, Rabbi Yisrael. I was thinking of Ma'alech as a very, 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 very important Yisrael in our lives. Maybe one of the most important Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. And Be'emes is still getting to Kabbalah Satoirah. Because the Torah tells us something fascinating. The Torah says that the Luchos, the way the inscription on the Luchos, the Torah calls it, was Chorus ala Luchos, inscribed on the stone, etched in stone, as we would say in English. The Luchos were etched in stone, the words of the Luchos. The Gemara darshins this lashon of chorus. Why would you say chorus? I'll take a chorus al chayrus she'ain ben chayrus al shemisa oisiv b'tayim. There is no free man except one who toils in Torah study. Very, very interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. Very interesting. There is no free man except one who toils in Torah study. We have to understand the Chazal, Rabbi Yisrael. We're after Kabbalah Satoirah. Why is only the free man one who toils? Because free men, everybody looks around, he considers himself a little free. Why is the free man the one who toils in Torah study? So I believe the lesson that we have to learn here, Rabbi Yisrael, is something that has to be taught and it has to be chazed over, and it has to get into our essence of Yisrael. It's something that is so, so important. And it's something that be'etzem, people have a very misconstrued conception of this in the world at large, and especially many yeshiva bachrim do not take to this concept very, very wrongly. And they don't understand how important it is to their life. And it's a big word, Rabbi Yisai, which we're going to throw out to the Eolam, the big D. It's hard to say it, guys. You're going to get all nervous and say it. So I start thinking about the principal from third grade. But it's a big D word, Rabbi Yisai, that everybody has to get into that site and to know it and to be part of them. And even though many people don't like it, and many people think it's something terrible, it's very, 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 very restricted, but it's a lifesaver, as we'll see in a minute. And that word is called, I'm scared to say it. Discipline. Heard it? Discipline. Discipline, Rabbi Yisai. The word discipline is one of the most important words in Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisai. And we see it all over the Torah. The Torah is full of the midah of discipline, Rabbi Yisai. And we think of this right away, oh no, not a shmuz on discipline. My fourth grade teacher, Mr. Samson, he gave us that whole shmuz about we're fourth graders now. You have to come in on time. And if you don't come in on time, you come to my office. You're always at the end of the corridor. And you have to sit, stare with your face against the wall. And to repeat many times, I will come to class on time. Or write it on a paper. I will not disturb Mr. Sampson's class 5,000 times by tomorrow. That's what we think of discipline. And it gets us crazy. But we have to realize that's one of the most important things, Rabbi Yisai. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yisai, the Medrash says in Parashat Shmos, it's an unbelievable, one of the most fascinating Medrash, Rabbi Yisai, because it seems contrary to today's style of chinuch, the chinuch classes. Love. Everything's about love, 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 love. Unconditional love, transcendental love, every type of word with love. It's all about love. What is chinuch about today? You ask anybody, it's all about love. And it's true. I'm not trying to deny it. Chinuch is about love because you have to love the person. We said over from Ol Yashuv. We said from Ol Yashuv, Rabbi Yisai. Ol Yashuv said over. What's the one ingredient that's necessary? The one to be a Rebbe. If you want to be a Rebbe, you have to have this ingredient. If you don't have it, you could have everything in the world, but you're Nishkein Rebbe. You can just go into a different profession. Don't be a chinuch. And we have to ask about what's the most important thing. Is it his koyach hasbara, how he is able to explain the material? Is it his chokhmah to be a smart man, to be a pikeach, to be somebody that's intuitive and understands children? Somebody went through the course. He went through a course, a teacher's training course. And he has all the skills and the tools to be a teacher. Rabbi Yashiv said if he's missing this ingredient, he can't be a Rebbe no matter how good he is. And that he has to love his Talmidim. And the Makar from it, I said later on, as a Pasuk in Chumash. V'shinan tam levanecha, when the Torah teaches of the mitzvah to teach Talmidim, what's the pasuk say? V'shinan tam levanecha, teach your children. Because when you look at your student, you got to look at him as your child. When you look in the eyes of your student, you have to see in his eyes, your child. This is your child you're teaching right now. And if you don't see that, there's no love, there's no feeling of kinship, there's no connection, there's no kesher. Plumbing. Get a kesher with the toilet. Take up a different profession. Not teaching, Rabbi Yisai. if you can't be a person that loves your students, if you can't be a person that really deeply cares about them, get out of the profession. Work in shoes. Because you mess up, okay, the guy won't walk so straight. But if you mess up in this area, boy, say the guy's messed up for life. He's messed up for life. There's always apple bounds. But let me say, he's messed up for life. If you mess up with a student, Rabbi Sai, and you ruin his life because you didn't love him, you didn't care about him, there's so many stories, Rabbi Sai, so many stories of true stories of people that, there was a book, 94 people who cared. You could write a book of many, many people who didn't care. Who didn't care. They were in the business for the wrong reasons. And they have a mitzvah to get out of the business. Get out of the business. We need people in chinuch who care, who love, who embrace, who care to the end of the day, are dedicated to the talmidim. That's what we need. Those are the rebbes we need. But we need also, Rabbi Yisai, rebbes that care enough to discipline. Because discipline is not for the rebbe. If he really cares, it's really for the child. The student. Listen to a medrash, Rabbi Yisai, fascinating medrash. Ve'eila shmois, medrash tanchuma, reish parsha shmois. I'm reading from the medrash, Rabbi Yisai, it's not my own Torah, making it up so that I have to make new rules, we make new rules next week. It's all the medrash, Rabbi Yisai. State the medrash. Ve'eila shmois, zeh sh'om ha'akosiv, listen to a pasuk in Mishlei. Choseich shiftoi. If you hold back the rod, a guy sees a Rebbe giving it over. Turn around. Pull down those pants. You see, oh, this guy for sure should be in a different business. And you're right. If he's doing it because he's angry, he's doing it because he's messed up in the brain, he should be shot between the eyes with a revolver. Or with an Uzi. We should see the blood, the thing oozing out. Hashem Yerachim, he's murdering the child. But if he's disciplining because he loves the child and he really cares and he wants that child to get somewhere. A guy says, oh, someone hit your child. Someone hit my child. He said, go out. Where's that guy? I'll punch him in the face. He hit my child. If you don't discipline your child, soif is going to go out the mat. Now, obviously, the discipline has to do with chacham. Obviously, it has to do with total love. There's a ma'aseh with Rabbi Eliyahu Lopia. He wants to discipline his child. He did something wrong. Rabbi Eliyahu said, I had this my child. I waited 2 days, and I called him in, and then I gave him a certain musar. I gave him discipline. Don't do it right away. Right away, father's anger. This is very important. Right away, never discipline your son right away. About if you're doing something sakonic, you have to save him. But never discipline the son right away. Never discipline the son right away, never. You have to first show and know that once he knows that you love him, then en chanam, he'll take the musa and he'll want it. But if he sees that it's all coming from his anger, or it's coming from a wrong place, then he can't do it, Rabbi Yisai. But the etzem factor, Rabbi Yisai, a person has to know that discipline is healthy. And if you don't do it, he says, unbelievable zach. Says the pasuk, she came out to be Yishmael. Yishmael, Avram loved his kid. Mamish, my first child born was Yishmael. He loved him. My son. All over, he's kissing him. My beautiful child. What a lovely boy. What happened at the end? He kicked him out of the house. Why? Why Yotchel Tarbisra? Who snoy Avram? Avram hated him at the end. They threw him out. With all the kisses. Love you, girl. You're so my beautiful child. Love you. It's all you do love him. But he has to know that there are rules in life. A person has to know there are boundaries, there are lines, and we can't cross those lines. They're dangerous for us. In doing it for the child. He says he went out to Avodah Zarah, Avram's own life. was fighting about his Zohar and his child himself. And I thought, why? Because all those, because he didn't discipline at all. How does this, I'm not saying, sometimes you don't need, today maybe you shouldn't hit, that's a different Shiloh, but discipline you need. Discipline you need. And he brings also Vaita, unbelievable. He was Melastim as Abrius. Yishmael became a Melastim as Abrius. He became dysfunctional. Another big D. I'm a yeshiva guy, just to try to... Anyway, midday, 11:30 in the morning, he's still in bed. I hate to speak about it, but I say, Hashem Yirachin. What are we doing? Are we doing the right thing of letting him sleep? Let him sleep. Let him sleep. He needs his rest. 11:30 in the morning. Applebaum's retirement and old age home. Prunes will be served at 11:30 on a tray. We have dietetic prunes also for those who have problems with sugar. Shuffleboard at 1:30. Then we go back to sleep. Too much activity for the day. You know how hard it is to eat a prune? To spit out the pit. A guy sleeping in a bed at 11:30, 12 o'clock. I'm not saying a one-time thing, but it happens. Dysfunction. Total dysfunction with training dysfunctionality. Hello, Rabbi Applebaum. Yes. My name is Susan Teitelbaum. Yes. Do you have a Bochum Yeshiva named Stanley? What was his last name? Teitelbaum, of course. Oh, of course. I think he learned in different yeshiva, not mine. Yeah, but he said he was a big Talmud of yours. He said you let him sleep a lot. He's still sleeping since we got married 4 years ago. I haven't woken up yet. I hope he's alive. It's been 4 years. Ever since we got married, he's been resting. You get up in the morning, but it's like a normal, healthy person gets up in the morning. You speak about his marriage, you get up in the morning and you go out. You do something, you're active. But it doesn't start there. It's vayher vayigoyik. It's not his fault. He went to bed at 4:37 last night. That's when he entered the bed. I don't know when he fell asleep. Why? He has no self-discipline. That's it. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's be honest. Cut out all the bologna and the salami and the pastrami. Cut it out. Let's be honest. I can't discipline myself. I just can't get my eyeballs off that machine. And I have nothing to get up for. Because I don't have to get up. Dysfunctionality! That's not a functioning human being. I'm sorry. Maybe you're a little too much rules here. You got me up today at 10:30. It's a little bit too strict place. I'm looking for a different place. I'm looking for a place like a beach. Yeshiva's Beach, it's called. Come out with no clothes and you just lay on a bed all day with a suntanning machine. A lot of sand around the room. Maybe a little picture, nice picture of a beach, of a yam in front. I'm relaxed. Take it easy. Life's for relaxing. Life's for action. Life's for accomplishment, the boy said. For yourselves. What's going to come out in Vaita, Rabbi Yisrael? If a person doesn't train himself to get up and to be functioning and to be stable, Rabbi Yisrael, you become dysfunctional. That's what it carries over. Daddy! Shul! Get up, Dad! I've been waiting since 9 in the morning. Oh, Dad, please get up! Maybe we can make Enkel Okeinu. Enkel Okeinu. Enkadoi. Get up! They're shaking the bed. The whole family gets on the bed. Dad, get up! It's time for Avdola. Mom can't make Avdola. She's a Noshim. Where did he learn his habits? Wasn't in the army. Wasn't in work. He had to get up to work. He was in yeshiva. Dysfunctional activity. Yoimam v'layla. Before 4:30 in the morning, till 11, 12 o'clock. No day, no night. Is it day? Is it night? Put on those Venetian blinds, man. We want to sleep. We want to have day when it's night, when it's day, day when it's night. No discipline. No schedule. No stability. It's harassment. It's this. It's dysfunction. It's disabling a person. A man was made to be functioning and active and accomplished. What he said, for yourselves to feel great. And everybody knows that when you get up in the morning, after everything, all the talk about sleeping, you know, let's be honest, get out there, let's be honest again. You felt good, you slept till 4 in the afternoon. No, you feel terrible. Can't admit it. Wake up, start stretching. Wow, that was a good sleep. What time is it? 4:37. Wow, 37 hours straight. Oh, wow. It's great. Well rested. I think I'll go walk around so I get back into bed again. 37 hours straight, Shabbos, Yontif, nothing, 0, 0, 0. Because he's not disciplined. So be honest. But what should a person do in such a case? It could be the Torah is telling Amir the Gazach. The Gemara says, in Soit the Bezam of the Aleph, we only made two people feed our actions. Snua le tzaddik and prutz le rasha. This guy, Rabbi Yisai, what does the Hashem give trumas and maisers for? What's the path of trumas and maisers? To realize that the world is the Ibn Hashem's world. And he's giving us the sustenance. He's giving us a bracha. So there's a disciplinary act. There's something that we discipline ourselves. We give trumas and maisers. We take off a little bit of wealth to realize that it's Hashem's. Whether the word also, then we give it to the Levi, Rashi says in Bamidbar, that he's working for us in the base medrash. So we do, we pay him a tashlum. It's a discipline. When we're getting money, take off. Learn how to discipline yourselves in your moment. But he ain't disciplined. He wants to be in charge. He wants to do what he wants with his money. He's hefka with his money. Don't tell me, Rabbi, what I should do with my money. I work hard for my money. This is my money. Don't give me this. Don't try to discipline. Tell me what I should do with my money. So what does Hashem mitzadik with him with? Who's the zivuk? The zivuk is a soiter, by side. She also has disciplinary problems. She went to that seminary that also let you sleep. So dysfunction met dysfunction. And now they have a date in the Beis HaMikdash to drink soda water. Schweppes soda water. Why? Because there's no discipline. She also wants, you're Hefka. I be also Hefka. I hang out with some men. What's the problem? She don't like it. Too bad. Tough luck. And she goes with a man, he warns her, get that soda water out. So what does the Torah say? How do we get her out of this whole parasha, Rabbi Yisai? You know how we do it? If I sees what's going on, you gotta have self-discipline. He makes himself into a nazir. He uses the koyach of a Torah that if I can't control myself with my own actions, it's not working. Every night I say I'm gonna get to bed by 1 o'clock in the morning. But I have a problem, and that problem comes in the form of a little box with buttons on it. Or no buttons, touch. And that box keeps me up, and up, and up, and up. And by the time I know it, I'm mamish, it's 4:30, 5 o'clock, and the day is another day, another night, and I can't discipline myself. So what does a normal person thinking do? So the Torah says what he does. The person that sees not the person that sees hefkerus, the person that sees that a person not in control of himself, he goes about and he makes a neder, which is very, very chomer. Then he makes a nezirus on himself. He say, I'm staying away from that stuff that causes hefkerus. You know what that stuff is, Rabosai? Alcohol. I stay away from that stuff. Because so that just caused me more hefkerus. And not to be in control of myself. So I make a neder and I practice the self-control and I discipline myself. But if a person, if that's the Torah is telling us, the Torah is telling us that we have to learn discipline. Discipline with our money, discipline with our lives, who we hang around, and discipline. That if we can't control, we got to do something about it. You can't let it keep going on. It's not going to change. You're not going to get out of the system. It's just going to go around and around. Before you know it, you slept the whole zman. Before you know it, there's no accomplishment. They said, well, I don't really think I'm doing so well over here. I think maybe I should try something else. What did you do? Of course, you didn't give yourself a chance. What should be done is a guy who has a problem should go, Rebbe. Rebbe! You're my Rebbe, you love me. Let's hug. We love each other, we're so close, Rebbe and I. You know what you could do for me, Rebbe? Release the embrace. And smack me in the face. No more embrace, just a smack. Avram Fried. No more embrace, just a smack from you, Rebbe. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. Look at that mechanic. The Medrash said he's the best mechanic in the world. It doesn't have to be a smack. Go to Rebbe. Make a disciplinary act for me. Put me in a different room. Take away my phone, Rebbe. Do it for me, Rebbe! Rebbe, do it for me! Take my phone away! And put it in the toilet! It's ruining my life! Thousands of hours, making me crazy! Rebbe, do it! Save me, Rebbe! That's what you say from the Rebbe. Forget about the homes and the small. I love you, lovey, dovey, bubby. Take it, shove it down the toilet, Rebbe! Flush it all the way to Washington, D.C. Maybe Donald Trump will use it now. It's ruining my life. Oh, there's no rule, official, filter, this. It's ruining my life. Let's be honest. Is it helping me in this, in my accomplishment here when I set out to do something, or is it hindering me? Is it stopping me, or is it getting me places? Be honest. This is the whole Yisrael of our yeshiva. Israel. Israel Applebaum. We're real here. Let's be honest. Is it helping or stop? Well, I really need it, Rebbe. I have to, emails. My grandmother wants to know what type of, shoe polish I use. Very important things. We got to text grandma every day. She wants to know what type of shoe polish and what we had for lunch and what we had for supper. Very, very important things I need to do on my thing. Are we honest? Let's be honest with ourselves. There were guys here in the yeshiva, they took their phone, they were honest, they broke it. Enough to break it. Give it to me, I'll put it away, I'll give you a different phone. And we'll be honest. Be honest, please, be honest with ourselves. Stop faking ourselves out. Come over and say, Rebbe, I can't do it myself. Please help me. You're a good Rebbe. Make a rule. Make a rule. He's told me the rules. I'm about changing the rules. This is great. Rabbi Alva loves me. He loves me to bits. He's making more rules. Wow. Rebbe, pile them on. Rules and rules. I want signs coming in next week when I come to yeshiva. We want rules. We want rules. Take it easy. Chilled. That word chilled should be thrown away. The word, dirty word, I hold. Because we once said over a pshat and word chilled. It's a dirty word, the word chilled. It should be said by Bachrin. What does the word chill really mean, Rasmai? I want to chill, Rebbe. Just want to chill. Chill means
I don't want, if you think about it, the oimek hadover, what the word chill. I want to relax. Unbelievable. Mitzvah Shem, we're making a trip. Next week, we'll come with a trip. Gavaldik. Have relaxation, vacation, enjoy. Chill means, definition chill, no responsibility. I want to chill. And that, Hashkof Reboisai, is anti the Torah Reboisai. I said someone today, a guy, the Torah is a Pelah Reboisai, right? Listen, Baruch Shalom, do us a favor. One day, no Kriya Shema, no Tzin Shem Shema Tefillah. Come on, lazy day. You know, in Canada, lazy day. But I hear every day. Anyway, the lazy day. We should have lazy day. That we could do what we want. There's no Kriya Shema, but it's mine. If you get up 9:33 all day, you have to say Kriya Shema now. Good thing I have my phone, I have Kriya Shema on it. Kriya Shema, that is tefillah, every single day, twice a day, there's no day, 365 days a year. There's a lot of rules, and you have to bench, and this, and that, and these days there's more rules. What's going on over here? Let's have a lazy day, no rules, no Kriya Shema, no nothing. You know why? Because without rules, we're not human. The rules build us. The rules make us into structured and controlled people. Because without it, and that's chayrus, Rabbi said, we are animals. The animals have no rules, Rabbi said. They roam the field, they tear apart what they want, they eat what they want. There are no rules. That's an animal. A human being has to be in control. What's the difference between a human and a bee and a behema oyin? The courage to say no, to be in control, to be able to be disciplined, self-disciplined. If you realize it's not good for me, it is not good for me to go to this place. I don't go. It's not good. Every time I go there, I get upset, I get down, I get messed up. It is a big nisoyin. And what do you keep going back there for? Well, he invited me. Makes sense. But last week he came back all depressed. It was a place with the wrong set of people, the wrong people around. It's not good for me. And here he is again. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go for Shabbos out to this place called Lo Noida Lami. Kibbutz Lo Noida Lami. We're going this week to Kibbutz Lo Noida Lami. It's a very beautiful kibbutz. I don't know so much about it, but there's a lot of achadut on the kibbutz. And it's a beautiful Shabbat, why not? Last time I went, I couldn't learn for 3 weeks, but you never know, pot luck, a lot of pot, more than luck. But anyway, so the Maisa, so we come to the Shabbaton, it's a beautiful table, Baruch Hashem, everybody's around. We have all the nice, beautiful family. They're a different style, they're not our style, the boys and girls. The girls are, you know, not so dressed. I mean, it's not the end of the world. And everybody joins in together. Shalom Aleichem. Everybody put your hand around your neighbor. Malachei HaShoreis. Together now. Let's hold hands. What an uplifting Shabbos. Everybody lift up hands together. What a great place to go for Shabbos. Where are you going there for Shabbos? Is the right place to go? Say no. So you won't have the greatest Shabbos meal. You have to go to some Avrech's house. It's not as interesting. He says Divrei Torah. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be healthy if you do sing Shalom Aleichem with two people around you who are not from the same... We know what it means for boys. We're boys and... It's not healthy to go to a Shabbos like that. So we don't go because it's not good for us. That's called discipline. Something that's not good, I don't go. Not if it's not good, I go. That's the different type of discipline. But if it's not good, I don't go there. What's going to be for Shabbos? It is. Where are we going? What type of hechsher? Who's the hechsher on that place? Who gives the hechsher? Baba Buba? The Rava Ramala? Who's the hechsher over there? Who's giving the heksher in that place we're going to the Shah? I don't know. They say it's some rabbi or rabbit. Something there. Something with an R there. Reform. I don't know. Something with an R. And it's a beautiful congregation, beautiful shul they have over there. So what? There happens to be a lady who gives the Devar Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv. She happens to know her stuff. She learned in a very good seminary. She gets up and she says a beautiful Devar Torah. But what do you have in the Shabbos, Rabbi Say? No Cheshek after Shabbos again. Maybe think better Shabbos plans next week. Don't just go wherever and whatever the wind blows. You make good Shabbos plans. You make plans how to be successful in life, Rabbi Say. And you ask your Rebbe, Rebbe, be my Rebbe. I want you for my Rebbe. I love you, Rebbe. And you know what you should do for me, Rebbe? Smack me. No more hugs. You know what you should do for Rebbe? Discipline me. Give me rules. Give me rules. I want rules on my phone. I want to give you my phone at night before you leave at the basement, Rebbe. I want to give you my phone. You lock it in your room. I'll need my phone. Very important messages I have to send out tomorrow. But I will lock it up for the night. I want to go to sleep at night. I want to go to sleep and I want to get up in the morning. And I want to have a successful day. What is that? I mean, even if I get up in the morning, my head went to bed at 4:30, so I got out of bed because, you know, I want to be successful, so I am half want to do something. So I start to learn the Gemara, and it looks like Chinese, if I say. I can't read the words. I'm trying to think of a Svara. His mind is bombarded with all the shtusim, the baboon in Mongolia is picking up his nose. He was watching last night, a baboon from Mongolia, very, very excited. He got four fingers in the nose. He has a big nose. Baboons have big. Anyway, so it was so interesting. I couldn't get enough of those nostrils were so big. It was unbelievable for hours and hours to see what we were doing, picking around and picking. Unbelievable! Wow, for 4 hours. And Meister Sefer Dover, it's again 4:37, sixth night in a row. So he gets up, pulls himself off the mattress like a half dead carcass, and he drags himself to the basement. And falls asleep, or he hasn't tries to figure out the Gemara. If he's learning Bakiyas, it'll be half its time. He's trying to learn Ian of Gemara. Half his brain is with the baboon in Mongolia. Half his brain is asleep. What does it come up with? Mishmash. Brain, he has brain headaches. His brain is all mamish going. He has mental problems. His mind is so confused because he's trying to think of a story and his brain is half dead. I don't think I enjoy learning that much. I'm not going to have so much geschmack in the learning, Rebbe. Maybe you could do something about the geschmack! Get to sleep! Then you'll have geschmack! Sleep 8 hours, 7 hours a night. You want to have geschmack? Your mind is working while you're figuring out Tosfos. Ah! Geschmack! Put yourself in the bed and put crazy glue around. Stick yourself to this mattress and go to sleep. A normal hour. Try it once, your boy said. And go to the basement to have a geschmack in your learning. You understand the Tosfos. You understand. You start asking questions. And you start to be mistabik and get connected to Torah. You'll be a free man. Finally free. You're a slave to that machine, slave. You see, look at the rooms, guys, every second on it. Mamish is no greater slave. It's not enslaved to that machine. What did you call it, boy side? I don't know what to call it, but I had to have it. I wouldn't be surprised in 2 weeks I come in and everybody's bowing to, you have to get a bigger machine, it's a little small. Prostrated. He's an ever to the machine. It's pushing. Every free moment, he's on it, and he's looking at it, and busy with it. Get alive, Rabbi Yisai. It's crazy, man. I'm not talking to us, but it's going around there. You see people, we're together. There's no communication, there's nothing. It's destroying society, humanity, and everything. That's the terrible thing. There's no relationships anymore. There's no connection. It's destroying. It's making us into slaves. We want to be free men again. We want to be free! Do it for yourselves. Do it for your wives. There's no relationship. But how many wives there can't stand? It's terrible. But she's doing it also. And they're doing it. That's it. They're sitting on the couch, four people. I go into the house and I see them. four people: father, mother, sabrada, son, daughter. You would see, you look in the house, you would think no one's living there. Four people sitting around for hours, no words being said. Baruch Hashem, at least no speaking of Lashon Hara in this house. No Lashon Hara, of course, there's no speaking. Only texting Lashon Hara with Mate. It's a shinui. We don't speak Lashon Hara, big paper bumper stick on the door. No Lashon Hara here, for sure. No speaking, put it up. No speaking Lashon Hara. Because there ain't no speaking going on in this house. It's a tanit dibur. A fast of speech they have in this house. Everybody's every second, ding, 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 ding. Put him in a straitjacket. When is it going to end? It's going to get smaller. Every spotty's business you're involved in. This guy said, text you, he's what he ate before, what he ate after, what he's breakfast, lunch, supper, snack, this, that, he's doing this, doing that, boom, blah, every second. So these things are ping every second. It's like a ping pong machine. If he has two phones, oh, wow, he shakes like a willow. All day and all night, a boy says, "Shikai, Rebbe, thank you, Rebbe, I love you. Make me a rule. Make a rule. Take it away from me. Rebbe, Rebbe, I love you. Take it away." That's true love. I want to save you from destroying your life and your wife's lives and your kids' lives, a boy says. No attention. Kids are growing up without any attention. They can't talk to their parents anymore. Kids are growing up with mental issues of both sides. So they go on the phone. Just like dad. So everybody's doing it and there's nothing. Everybody say destruction. How? When are we going to learn to control? It's not going to happen. If we can't, we have to make a dorm. We have to be the Nolak, the Nazar. Make some nether. Do something. Make a discipline. Shut it off. Make it go off every night at 12:30. But do something, my son. Do for the sake of your lives, and the sake of your wives, the sake of your family, of doyri doyrus, my son. If you make that decision, my son, to make that shtickle nazirus, what does it say about it? That he wears his hair like a crown. He's a king. The Ibn Ezra says he's like a king. Who is he a king on? The Ibn Ezra says he wears long hair. It's like a crown on his head. Nazir al roishoy, because like a crown, he's a king. Who is the king on himself? He's controlling himself. He's a ben choyer. He's a free man. Rabbi said, "Taste it, Rabbi, the freedom. Taste the freedom." Even the goyim today are talking about stopping to taste the freedom. Rabbi said, "We should be zeicher beis Hashem to learn how to discipline ourselves, and if we can't, ask our Rebbe to help us. And be zeicher beis Hashem to be bnei choyer. Ain't ben choyer on mishiyasek b'tzibur."